brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, big breaking Bilderberg documents, including new ones on top of the ones we just covered. David Rockefeller saying that the globalists are a gift to God. Not just a gift to humankind. Talk about arrogance. We're going to be breaking down the wise men coming up right now. Robert in Texas, thanks for holding.
Great show today, Alex. Thanks for having me on. You know, I want to take a second to thank anybody who went to the Bilderberg protest. You helped make a record showing there in a 58-year history of this conference. Forced it into some mainstream outlets. So if anybody made that difficult trip, you know, that you should pat yourself on the back a little bit for having gone out there to represent other people who couldn't make it. You know, I think that there's a great deal of progress that's being made in the mainstream. Even though you have hit pieces out there, it's still causing people to search for Bilderberg, even if they're not necessarily aware of it yet.
That's right. There's a reason they want Bilderberg to remain secret, because if the shadow government's revealed, then they can't just rearrange deck chairs like Obama and Mitt Romney. We'll start addressing the actual power structure.
Well, as they try to change the narrative from, hey, it doesn't exist and you're crazy, to, oh, it does exist and it's just a regular private meeting, we have to continue to remind people that the past policy on Bilderberg has been one of silence and secrecy, and that is what leads people to want to know more about it. And that's where the controversy begins, is the fact that it has been they have pretended that it hasn't existed. So they can't have it both ways. They can't have their cake and eat it, say, first it doesn't exist, and, oh, now it's just a regular meeting. People have to look back just a few years, probably before you went and exposed Bilderberg in 2006 with Estelin and Tucker. Look before then, and there was complete silence in the media, and it was regarded as something that was non-existent. So, like I said, they can't have their cake and eat it in this case.
Very well said. Very well said. I appreciate your points. Bill in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I want...
Your phone cut out right as we went to you, sir. I think we may have had a phone system glitch, too. I saw a couple of the callers hang up just now. Who knows what's going on? 800-259-9231 is the number to join us. Randy in New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I was hoping you'd address the Webster Tarpley's claims about Ron Paul being compromised.
Well, I mean, Tarpley sits there and says that Ron Paul wants everybody to use narcotics and calls marijuana a narcotic. And I just think for Tarpley's own good, I sat there happily and, you know, joked around with him. He took it real serious when he was basically saying the globalists love Ron Paul when they don't. You know, he said the maids inside don't like Ron Paul because he'll take their pensions. And I said, you don't mean that as a real source inside. And so he was saying it tongue in cheek. I mean, if that's the quote claim you're talking about, the globalists don't want the Fed audited. They want fractional reserve banking. They don't want national sovereignty. I have their own internal documents where everything Ron Paul stands for, they hate. I mean, everybody loves a good troll fight, but I'm not going to get into, I mean, there isn't really a controversy. I went out to interview Jim Tucker. Tarpley was there. He starts yelling, I want to say something. So I said, let me finish with Tucker, and I did on a live stream, 20 minutes with Tucker. I did over an hour with Tarpley, that's basically it. I mean, I interviewed, am I bad that I interviewed him, or because I'm not addressing it, is what you mean? So I'm getting emails saying you need to address this secret conspiracy theory. It was me interviewing him. I mean, do you understand that was, did you see that in an interview with Alex Jones?
No, I missed it.
Oh, okay, that's what I figured. All right, I don't know what controversy that is, sir, with you saying, you know, that he's compromised. Tarpley is a Marxist-Leninist. Ron Paul isn't. Tarpley admits that's what he is. We'll be right back. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going back to your phone calls. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, on XM 166, on over 100 AM and FM affiliates, and simulcasting video feed at prisonplanet.tv. They have a 15-day free trial running there. One membership is really six memberships, so you can share it with friends and family. You can also see The Daily Show, all of my films, and the nightly news show that I'll be hosting this evening, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, at prisonplanet.tv. So be sure and check that out today. Up at Infowars.com right now, Rockefeller Foundation predicts 13,000 dead at London 2012 Olympics. That's pretty amazing. In fact, that just came out. You guys print me a copy of that, please. Also, classic false flag, 45th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. Another article up at Infowars.com that was to be blamed on Egypt. Continuing climate change alarmists leading the world towards global governance. Scientific study links antidepressants. Yeah, the head of the German Green Party was at Bilderberg. That's in Der Spiegel. That's a big controversy in Germany. Scientific study links antidepressants and drinking water to autism. Yeah, I saw an Associated Press study a few years ago studying Dallas and all the other big cities. And in many cities, there was many times what could be in the water from just runoff. including virgin rivers and streams that were mountain fed. There shouldn't be Prozac in it. There was the generic serotonin reuptake inhibitor fluoride molecule. They're jacking the water. Of course they are. They add the fluoride and all the chemicals. It's 70% of the country's water system, 71%. They say they want to put lithium in your water. We got all the White House science czars saying they put stuff in the water. You got Rockefeller Foundation stuff in the 60s saying do it. They're doing it. They're doing it. So the average person is already on these drugs and it's highly suggestible. You can type in studies, television linked to Alzheimer's. You can type in studies about chemicals. Here it is. Rockefeller Foundation predicts 13,000 dead at London 2012 Olympics. A 2010, which this just surfaced. James Britpod pulled it up. 2010 Rockefeller Foundation document titled Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. Online outlines a scenario which results in the death of 13,000 during 2012 Olympics. A lot of folks say they think they're going to false flag something there. The first worrying prediction begins in 2012 with the pandemic. The world had been anticipating for years, finally hits, infecting 20% of the world population and claiming 8 million lives. Due to this pandemic, the Rockefeller Foundation outlines how the public will welcome a more authoritative government. Yeah, they write all these reports up about how, again, I've told you for years, they'll have a smaller, I didn't even know there was this Rockefeller report, now I'm looking at it. I've always told you they'll have a smaller attack that kills 10, 20 million people. That'll be used to bring in the total police state control grid. Then they'll bring in the mega death they want to kill 6 billion. And I've gotten pieces of that from other places, but I talk about how this happens, how I can envision exactly what they're planning and randomly type it in and pull up a Carnegie, Rockefeller, Ford Foundation word for word. I mean, it's like, whoa. But it's not. A cop who's been following a serial killer for 25 years and they found, you know, 35 bodies, by the end of it can, like, guess. Well, he tends to strike on the full moon near the summer solstice, and he dumps the bodies in this circle area. So I'm guessing from studying it, and it's not really a guess. The subconscious brain's a computer. That's the really good cops have that hunch back in the day when they actually had detectives that actually did a job, that they'll find the body in this area and that they're going to end up grabbing somebody from this area of bars. Let's put undercover in these bars on this night. That was old police work. Was your subconscious supercomputer just takes in all the data. You got to study a long time on a subject and then boom. It's kind of like watching a football team for a decade with the same coach. You can start guessing and be accurate most of the time what play they're about to call because you know that team. That's all really good football coaches do, is they study constantly all the other teams and know that. Wow, here it is. How many? I probably said hundreds of times they'll kill 5, 15, 20 million, you know, right in that small percentage conservatively in the first wave. Use that as a total clampdown because I can see the preconditioning for it in movies, video games, everywhere. Skynet's a real Pentagon term from the 70s for a plan for unmanned drones. Look it up. In the Terminator movie in the 80s. The Matrix is in a 1976 plan declassified by the Federation of American Scientists in 2000, reclassified under Pentagon threats, where they said we could start putting everyone in tanks with virtual reality and humans would then power the system with their heat. And then they make a movie out of it. And you're like, that sounds crazy. These people are crazy. Listen to this. The 2012 London Olympics bombing. In the document, the Rockefeller Foundation predicts the decade of 2010-2020 will be named the Doom Decade. Yeah, because of them. Because of the wave of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, as well as civil uprisings and financial collapse. Yeah, which they're engineering on record. But then when we warn you, but point out they're doing it, it doesn't exist, and we're pessimism porn. But all the British Ministry of Defense, 07, said everything we've said is going to happen. But from their perspective, all of it. It goes on. In 2010 and 20, dubbed the Doom Decade for the reason the 2012 Olympic bombing, which will kill 13,000, was followed closely by an earthquake in Indonesia, killing 40,000, a tsunami that almost wiped out Nicaragua, and the onset of the China famine caused by once-in-a-millennium drought linked to climate change. You mean weather weapons. Once they've got these things in space, folks, they'll say, pay us more carbon taxes or you won't have good weather. And they admit that. Bill Gates now owns the biggest company, and he's hooked in with John P. Holdren. Oh, heaven help us. These people think they're God. We've got that coming up with Aaron Dykes where they say they're God. David Rockefeller says they're God's gift to God. Mirroring events in real life, the document also predicts in 2015 a large share of U.S. armed forces are recalled from countries such as Afghanistan to be stationed domestically after Posse Comitatus is removed. Yes, for the domestic insurgency, which they're actually setting up, and they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. It's the takeover, folks. It's here. And this is what they believe is going to happen at the Rockefeller Foundation. Gee, I wonder why you believe it's going to happen. The U.S. relocated a large share of its defense spending, domestic concerns, pulling out of Afghanistan, where the insurgent Taliban seized power once again, as they always had a deal to do. As is happening right now, the document outlines how nations will lose power over their own finances due to massive debt, apparently handing over financial sovereignty to banking technocrats, using the word technocrat, which they've now rolled out. This is all an exact plan. Amazing article. Amazing article. Amazing article at InfoWars.com right now. Here's another one. Facebook deletes accounts, demands passport. Our reporter, Patrick Henningsen, has had his report, his thing deleted. They admit it's a CIA data miner. We had a bunch of Facebooks that fans made, and they signed them over to us. That's why the Alexander Emmerich is spelled wrong. People say, if that Emmerich is spelled wrong on Wikipedia, well, then why do you have it on your Facebook? Because I didn't create the Facebook. But after we took it over so they could face scan, they demanded my driver's license to be able to give us our account back. And then they also send out to Darren McBreen and others, here's photos of your high school friends. Are these your friends to prove this is your account? So they can face scan those and have human AI approve and vet their AI system with their algorithms to test the neural network they're building. That's why they've got humans jacked into the drones now, even though they could already be autonomous and some are, because they're learning off the human activity with the brain interface to mimic the best drone pilots. Humans are going to be obsolete in the globalist own words. The mass extermination of you and your family is approaching. They wanted to start the extermination by 2015. We probably got them a decade behind. 2020, 2025. You will see mass bio attacks that will kill millions and millions of people. Very soon, I predict, low-yield nuclear weapon will be detonated in Chicago or maybe even D.C. Dallas, Cleveland. Why do I say those? CFR likes to brag. They said those are the targets. Gary Hart said you will see those cities nuked by domestic groups, guys wearing John Deere hats, you know, people like me that actually know they're the enemy. Nukes, bioweapon releases, and you watch the mainstream media get everybody behind this stuff when this stuff happens. And, well, we can't have Alex Jones on the air during a time like this. And if we roll over at that point, then they're going to drop the hammer. And they could do it next week. They could do it 10 years from now. But this is going to happen. We have been seized by the technocrats if we don't turn this around. Bill in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, first-time caller, long-time listener. Thank you for what you do, brother. I woke up on 9/11 watching those buildings fall and just knowing something was up, something was fishy. And I kind of went back to sleep for about a year, and then I saw you. And you shook me wide awake, and I appreciate you for that.
Well, sir, please don't appreciate me. We're all in this together. I mean, look, they're going to kill us if we don't turn this around. I told you they're going to start killing old people, killing little kids. That's already starting. I mean, these people mean business, folks. And their whole fake academic cover, you know, non-threatening, is a cover. You've got to understand that.
Well, you know what? I'm sitting here in my John Deere hat, and with my Ron Paul sticker. I'm a PCO for my precinct. I was a delegate for my county. I witnessed how the system basically didn't care how flagrant they were breaking the rules to get Ron Paul out of that state convention. And everywhere I see...
But it doesn't matter because Ron Paul got to inform people. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Attention men, this is an important message that you need to listen to. There is a silent threat that threatens all men and our livelihood. The tiredness, moodiness, and lack of sex drive may not be your fault. They may be the result of declining testosterone. As we age, men start to lose from 1 to 3% of testosterone each year, and by age 50, what you thought could be your lifestyle or marriage could just simply be you. Don't accept this and fight back. Regain your youth by calling now for T-Gen. The ingredients in T-Gen are clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels and support your prostate to help regain that zest of being a man. That's why you should call right now for a free bottle of T-Gen with your order. Call now. 800-577-8644. That's 800-577-8644. Remember, men, the inside of every man is what counts. Being happy and healthy is the true measurement of success. Call and receive a free bottle of Nitro Boost for those extra romantic moments. So call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
All right, Aaron Dykes and I are going to break down the wise men, the globalists, the New World Order crowd, and play a TV clip from decades ago where they're being worshipped for their tyranny. And we've got some David Rockefeller documents from Bilderberg that we're going to be breaking down that dovetail the documents that we got and published yesterday. And Aaron's over there scanning the rest of them in right now to publish them today in full. But right now, let's go to Mike in Wyoming. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. There are a couple stories. It's been a long time since I've been able to get in to reach you. Your success is a bit of an impediment. pipeline that supposedly touched off the attack on Iraq, on Afghanistan. Has that ever been built, or is it being built?
They have built part of the pipelines over there, and they're also setting up the mining operations for the lithium and other things in that area.
Okay. Yeah, I heard from Tex Mars that the Chinese are very busy mining in the eastern part of the country while we're duking it out with the so-called Taliban.
Well, again, the globalists own the big Chinese factories predominantly. The Chinese generals make a little bit of the money. And that's why we paid $20-plus billion to move our factories to China. See, people always think of this. Well, why do we give China the Panama Canal? Why do we give them the mining operations that, yes, are in the east and they're bordering China? Why? Why do we give China the oil in Iraq? That's the plan. Suck America dry while we get the blame for everything.
So you can confirm that what Tech says about giving $3 a barrel oil to BP in China is accurate?
I've seen numbers, even the financial papers, similar to that in the last year or so, and that the Chinese are getting 98%. I kept saying 92% of rare earth minerals, but the last number I saw was 98% of world rare earth minerals are mined by the Chinese. So the globalists have basically said that's the only group allowed to do it. Because, see, China's got a deal to produce products at prices no one can compete with to bankrupt everyone else. This is part of a globalist economic war allied with China. The globalists are allied with China even as they encircle them in the Pacific because they don't trust each other. They're allied, but only for a time. Russia was created, the modern communist Russia state, by the U.S. and London banks. Modern communism has been declassified, was financed by them, so that the Russians would never have a real revolution and actually get freedom from the czars. They just traded it out for something even worse. And it was all controlled by Rothschild oligarchs. That's even come out in court. Rothschilds have sued over that and lost. But Russia, to a great extent, is not totally in bed with the New World Order now. That's why the Bilderberg Group's trying to overthrow them and stuff right now. Russia's corrupt. It's got a bunch of their own oligarchs in there. But there it is. Clean energy could lead to scarce materials. And he put an article up on screen dealing with rare earth minerals. Currently, China produces 98% of the world's rare earth minerals, making those metals the most geographically concentrated of any commercial scale. There are a lot of them in Africa, a lot of them in Central Asia around Afghanistan, and a lot of them in Australia as well. Not many of them around here. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, a few years ago, you interviewed Brigitte Jonsdottir, I think her name was, from Iceland. She was a member of the Icelandic Parliament.
Yeah, we need to get her back on.
Yeah, are they still trying the former prime minister for his financial crimes?
For those that don't remember, this is a blueprint for everything. They told him, you've got to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece in debt to bail your country out, and then they held out for a year and found out 90%+ of the debt, I think it was 92 there, it's like 93 in Ireland, I get the two numbers mixed up, was not their debt. It was Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of England debt, but their criminal government was signing them onto it. And last time I heard, they held them off, though they're just devaluing their currency, which in a way robs the Icelandic people, but the bankers don't get everything they wanted. But that's a model. It's the same number worldwide, 90, it's right at about 90 here. 90% of the debt is not Social Security. And I'm not for those things either because they make you dependent. That's just the bait on the end of the hook. But right at 90% of our debt is not our debt. It's derivatives. The Washington Post says 2 years ago that we've signed on to $644 trillion of the 1.5 global quadril, 1,500 trillion, of the top six banks' fake debt. And instead of them all going to jail like Bernie Madoff, our government sign on to it, and then they are our technocratic rulers and say it's our debt. That's pretty good business if you can get it. And it's all done because the general public is literally trying to act cool, living in la-la land, believing television and this whole fake culture is real. And when it's only a tiny slice of reality, of course the top globalists want to be secret and aren't into pop culture and being seen. They're into ruling. They're into space travel, genetic engineering.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, we are going to continue with your calls and a ton of news into the third hour coming up. For everybody that's holding, Rich, Ashand, Terry, John, Bev, everybody will get to you. But before I go any further here, I do want to remind listeners that we are listener-supported. We're not funded by the Rockefeller or Ford or Carnegie Foundation or the Koch brothers or the New World Order. We're funded by our sponsors and by people that purchase high-quality water filters, books, videos, T-shirts at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsShop.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll also get you there. Again, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have discounted the best gravity-fed filters. We've got side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsShop.com, the leading competitor. Their shower filters, everything they've got is the best. Already at the lowest price, but you add the product code WATER on any water filtration product, like ProPure, you get 10% off the already lowest prices. Show folks the Traveler. The Traveler is my favorite. That's the king right there. But the Traveler, the Traveler's right there. You're on it. It's middle column right inside. Absolutely. Traveler is just an awesome unit as well, and it's the lowest price there. Also, the Monophyllon, from my research, is the best seaweed system out there for energy, thyroid health, you name it, discounted at InfoWars.com as well. and we have all the great longevity products discounted, and we have a deal that nobody else has got, free shipping when you on qualifying auto ship orders at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. You can also go there to the site and learn how to become a distributor at InfoWarsTeam.com and get discounts there as well, and work with the sales team by calling the toll-free number on the site, 877-551-3101, InfoWarsTeam.com. And last but not least, it is free, and it is exploding, and we're going to start a weekly video I'm going to do, or the crew is going to do. I'll do it sometimes. They'll do it sometimes. It's actually going to be twice a week. Questions for Alex or questions for Planet InfoWars. We've had it in beta a few weeks. A lot of people have joined it. It's free. You're giving us your suggestions. We're adding different sections to it, different groups. PlanetInfoWars.com. That's PlanetInfoWars.com. And you can go there to the site and find out. We've got the newest groups up there at the top. Most popular view all groups. There's people writing amazing articles, posting videos, photos. You name it. It is a Facebook that does not sell your data to the New World Order or promote the New World Order. It's got outdoor sections, street art, guns, resistance, preparedness, activism, dating, liberty lovers, people getting together, whether it's for the love of liberty and shooting guns or for the love of kissy kiss. It's all up there at PlanetInfoWars.com. A lot of folks are shocked that I'm here on the air after being on the road for 11 days. And I do feel strangely hammered, but I'm normally so hyper that that's okay. By the way, Prometheus is coming out tomorrow. Perhaps, Aaron, later we should repost Prometheus on InfoWars.com, my breakdown of it. Everybody who's now seen it, because there's been sneak peeks, says, oh, it really is what you said it would be. And he's come out and said, I am challenging religion with this. Did God or aliens make us? Told you I got an early script. And there's no way I'd put it out, because let me tell you, you want to get sued, that'd be the way. Plus, I don't want to – I'm a Ridley Scott fan. I don't particularly like his Illuminati ways, but I told you. So Secrets of Prometheus film leaked, 500,000 views. It should be 5 million views, but there you go. Also, a video that we aired while I was on the road I'm really proud of is the drone shot down over Texas. We were actually getting real drones. We have a guy that works for Hollywood companies here locally who's got the big helicopters that police use. They're like one-fifth the size. And he's got an old one that he can strip down. And if some sponsors step up, we're going to be able to have it in the air videoing while we shoot down other smaller drones, and then we're going to blow it out of the sky. So just a little hint on that. That's coming up. Because, hey, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And by the way, I should point out that last shoot down cost some money, and that was brought to you by AustinArcheryCountry.com, GunfightersClinic.com, and SteinerSteakhouse.com. And liberty lovers like you at InfoWars.com. Okay, let's go to Aaron Dykes now. Here's my frustration. Here's the issue that I deal with. We'll cut his mic for a minute. I'm going to go to him in a second, and I'll get that reverb thing going. I'm going to start over here. Reset live on the air, because this is important, and I want to just focus in on people there and really point out how big of a deal this is. My big frustration is that I am a weak, pathetic, impure vessel to bring you this magnitude of information. Most people of incredible intelligence and repertoire of verbal dynamics and oratory skills and proclivities get hired by the New World Order and join with evil. Mainly just because we're social creatures and like to be told, oh, you're smart, you're part of the elite, even though you're a sub-basement or porch elite. But I've read Anthony Sutton's America's Secret Establishment from the documents that Skull and Bones member's daughter was able to leak to him. We can now tell you it's Charlotte Thompson Iserby, Thompson family, were her dad and grandfather. This book, written in the 1960s, the head of Georgetown Political Science, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, 1,300-plus pages, in the archives of the Carnegie Ford Rockefeller Foundation, total world government, using communism and socialism on the ground to make you dependent, but having globalists offshore who are exempt, who are fascist, who then transfer the wealth. Their job is to keep the economy down. They've always worked to keep the American economy down. Before the Federal Reserve took over at a 10% a year growth rate, families exploding, everything milk and honey compared to what it is now. Now less than 3% total implosion. They admit it all right here. They're very, very proud of themselves. Now, when this book got popular, when the academics thought the general public wouldn't read it, they destroyed the plates. At least they thought. It's been republished. Infowars.com has it, I should add. All of this is going on. So when you read something like Time or Newsweek saying the case to kill Granny, or Bill Gates comes out and says, you know, don't give grandma end-of-life care, a death panel, we can hire 10 teachers, and the teachers get all excited. And in this article, Joe Klein talks about how, you know, his parents, how pathetic they were, basically, when they were old, and that was a favor to just, you know, just get rid of them. It makes it really trendy and sexy. All of these are anti-human globalist messages. And when you study these people, there's a book I hadn't read. I'd scanned over it years ago in high school. Maybe it was college while at my parents' home. I know it's on my parents' bookshelf. What year was that published, Aaron?
1986.
1986. It probably was high school. I have read part of The Wise Men. Can I see it?
Yep.
And so when we got these latest Bilderberg documents, I mean, we knew all this, but it just brought it home to us. It was George Kennan, Dean Acheson. We'll just go over all their names. Averill Harriman, John McCloy, Robert Lovett. But the point is that these guys all openly and publicly wrote they wanted authoritarianism, but they wanted to remain secret while using psych warfare, eugenics to take over. And that's why when you see the White House science czar saying the same stuff, and David Rockefeller, whenever academics get up, or Jay Rockefeller saying, oh my gosh, you're the greatest genius ever, oh, I love you, they worship academics because it's a cult of creeping around and no one knowing who you are. Real predators grab you in the dark. They revel in that they created this false, sick, vapid, not even skin deep, poisonous culture. And they all brag on it. I mean, you read it, the celebrations of world government. Rockefeller in his memoir published 6 years ago about, we're setting up world government, guilty as charged. This new Rockefeller document we got out of a Bilderberg archive, bragging about how they're God's gift to God. How they've become God. See, that's the whole Prometheus thing. I mean, these guys are vicious. And we dug up a TV clip that we have from Richard Hefner, who was a big federal regulator of media, headed up the American Association, Motion Picture Association. He's basically like a Charlie Rose. And what, this clip we've got is from 88, correct, guys? There's two clips. The point is, I want to play a few minutes of this. This is him talking about, this is 88 when the book came out. This is him talking about the new book that was coming out in 88 with the writer who was allowed into the archives of Bilderberg. And that's what this book is. And it is just absolute confession of overthrowing the country and merging with European robber barons. And again, I know my audience knows all this, but just to understand, Bilderberg really does run things. It is the highest level council of many mafia meetings they have. Everybody that heads Bilderberg, heads CFR, heads Trilateral, heads Royal Institute of International Affairs, heads Brookings, heads RAND, heads all of these groups. There's only maybe 150 of these. Sub-minions like Rothkopf, who headed up the Kissinger Group, he says the super class is 6,000. But that's for sub-minions to feel important like they're part of. And the higher you go, when you get to the very highest level of only a couple hundred, they say they're going to kill everyone but a few slaves apiece, and that those won't even be needed, because they're going to have androids. And again, I'm not saying they're even able to get all this done. Point is, they're saying all this, and you better be aware of it. So let's, we're going to keep you a little bit in the next hour and then go to calls, Aaron. Let's go now, though. It's 25 minutes long. I'm going to play part of the nightly news tonight. I'm going to get this article later linked up at InfoWars.com, this video. This is from the host of The Open Mind, a public affairs television show that was the forerunner of Charlie Rose's show. Yeah, this is 86, right as the book was coming out. He is a university professor of communications and public policy at Rutgers University. And it just goes through, you know, all the big TV systems he ran and federal boards he was on. Now, why did he get there? Because he openly grovels and worships what he calls the American aristocracy, who's better than us. And when you get around these academics, that's why when Dr. Pianca got up to the University of Texas, to the Texas Academy of Sciences, there was like 500 people in the audience. Audio and photos were taken. We had the local newspaper on. There was a 3-minute standing ovation as people cried when Pianca said, we're going to kill 90%. It's going to begin soon, and projected a big shot of skulls up on the wall. People began crying in orgies of pleasure. Okay, I mean, can you, these professors are walking around right now at every major university. Either they're low level and never went up the chain because they're against it and know the truth but keep their head down, or they're the guys that have published books and get the grant money, and you can walk up to any of them randomly and say, should we reduce population? There's no doubt humans are a sickening parasite. Get out of my way, scum. And they all go to events and just go, you are my man. It's like a cult. It's not like. It is a death cult of sicko control freaks. Again, my dad was top of his class. Out of 160 people, of the top 160 that got sent to UT in some junior accelerated thing, I forget the exact name of it, he was sent to that. I remember my grandmother's house. She had some of the old magazines my dad was in and stuff, you know, and science things he was involved in. He was getting, like, grants to build lasers when he was a teenager and all this stuff. So they sent him to UT. My dad didn't even have to get his degree at UT to go to dental school. I mean, to give you an idea, my dad doesn't even have a UT degree. You don't even have to have your degree. You just go to dental school. But side issue. The point is, that's how this stuff actually works, is that the head of the botany department who was running the thing calls him in as a junior in high school and gives him the eugenics speech. It happens to everybody because he tested in the top, couple of 160 people. So they called him in, little David Ross Jones, to sit here and give him a speech. Eugenics isn't like you think with Hitler. He just went after the particular groups. We're going to get everyone. But not you. He didn't go for it. Now, this is the reality. I want to go out to break with the open groveling to the elite of these people. And then they go to the host. The host goes to the guy who wrote the article. And he goes into endless groveling about them. Here it is from 1986.
I'm Richard Hefner, your host.
Let's stop it right there. I don't have any audio. We're down to skeleton crew now. Everybody's going on vacation and stuff. We got one person. I'm not getting fed audio in here. Okay? So back it up some more so I can show. Let's stop there. Let's back it up. Again, we're down to total skeleton crew here, folks. We may not be able to continue. I mean, quite frank with you. All right, let's go ahead and back it up now. Again, this is called the American aristocracy. Here it is.
I'm Richard Hefner, your host on The Open Mind. As a historian, I've always embraced and even celebrated the role that heroes, great leaders, extraordinary men and women of vision and power have played in forging our national past. Who indeed would have the temerity or timidity to ignore or deny their part in molding our destiny? Yet it may be too easy, too tempting at a moment of pygmies and drones to indulge in hyperbole, perhaps in nostalgia that is wishfully envious of larger persons in larger roles in times past, nostalgia that enlarges more than in truth history warrants upon their real contribution to the course of history. So that today we approach with admiration and awe a totally intriguing and brilliantly crafted new Simon & Schuster volume, The Wise Men, Six Friends and the World They Made, about Averill Harriman, Dean Acheson, Robert Lovett, John McCloy, George Kennan, Charles Bolin, all names quickly identified with high position and great responsibility if your age is right and memory remains. Now, one approaches this fine work with an enormous and thoroughly rewarded eagerness to see its subjects there at the creation, supposedly, of the modern world. But even as one marvels at the enormous contributions this influential coterie of best and brightest American friends and elitists made to the course of our nation's history, with personal character and integrity their touchstone, so one must wonder whether ours is not the world these six wise friends made, but rather instead that their world, more patrician than ours, better educated, more sincere, timeless in a sense, more at ease with itself, more of the 19th century than of the 21st, more of the past than of the future, more aristocratic and elitist, if you will, whether their world did not make them so different from us.
We're good. That's good. We're going to be right back. It just gets more disgusting from that point out. Folks, these Skull and Bones people brought narcotics in, white slavery, fluoride in your water, bioweapon attacks, murdering troops and secret experiments, and this sickening pimp is dripping over them. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All the lasers fall.
Local government, we've got to have external threats to get this done. And we showed you the sycophantic, fawning little creature telling you how great he is before he goes to Walter Isaacson, the author of The Wise Men. Now, I'm going to have Aaron with me about 20 minutes the next hour because this is so important, and then I'll get to all your calls and the other news. But this is who's governing our world, because it's the attachés, it's the assistants, it's the minions of these guys that are so elderly today and now passing the baton on to new minions. And many times it's a family affair. And they just sit on top of the government contracts and all the rest of it. And these are the people who have an absolute hatred of you and your family, in their own words. Aaron, reading the book, it's praised by the so-called liberal establishment, which isn't even liberal at all. That's their cover. As yes, they say over and over again, you've got the quotes, they want an authoritarian system. Just as Carol Quigley says in his book, these are not liberals at all. That is their non-threatening cover. These people are absolute monsters.
Sure, and I'll read you a quote. George Kennan, he's probably the least important of these, and yet he's one of the most important people as a wise man. And he said, in part, on page 171, the trouble with this country is that we are a democracy and instead should be ruled by aristocrats. The person he told it to was, quote, nearly sick. He also added that along the road which leads through constitutional change to the authoritarian state, and goes on and on. They all have statements comparable to that throughout this book. I haven't read it.
Well, Rockefeller's on record saying, we don't want auto-determination of nations. We want bankers, international bankers running things.
It's just totally crazy.
But now they admit technocrats are running Europe. I mean, it's in the open. And they're like, little boy, drones will deal with you.
What's incredible is the way these few skull and bones people have steered almost all of our foreign policy over the years, generation after generation. Henry Stimson ran World War II as the Secretary of War, and these people here were all his little minions and assistants getting ready for the next generation under Truman. And
they stole untold money during the whole thing while making money off Hitler's machine as well. Yeah. You don't just make money off one side, you make it off both.
The Harriman family in particular, with their railroad robber baron fortune, set up not only the Soviet system, but also funded a great part of the Nazi system. And what's interesting is that in World War One, Avril Harriman, son of H.R. Harriman, shortly after his death, got a contract. I'm going from memory. I'm trying to find the page. I think $17 million, a huge amount of money at the time, to build ships for the U.S. during the war. He didn't produce a single ship. And just by coincidence, a couple years after that, he suddenly launched a German shipping line and a Soviet shipping line. Never returned the money. There's no evidence of that. They talk about it in this book here.
But you saw them introduce it. It's wonderful what they did. Their touchstone was being honorable and good. Did you hear that earlier?
Look, it's one thing to read I didn't hear any of that clip. It's one thing to read Sutton's powerful book, Order of Skull and Bones, America's Secret Establishment. It's another for them to openly admit in a book praising him how Harriman was going behind FDR, making his own private negotiations with Stalin. He was admittedly the person who knew Stalin the most from outside the Russian system itself. He was the top ambassador there for many years, spent a lot of personal time. They exchanged personal gifts. They were incredibly intimate friends, even though he's the pillar of capitalism. Stalin's the pillar of so-called communism. It's all a fraud.
The byword is full-spectrum dominance. These globalists are always about controlling both sides, against the middle, humanity.
And it would have been prima facie of a treason and corruption for them to have these deals in Russia, and yet guess who had the only deals for contracts in mining, production, industry inside Russia? The Harrimans, it was the Rockefellers, and a handful of
them. All right, you know, the world doesn't make sense until you read the core documents, and it's all hiding in plain view. They just think you're too dumb to notice it. Coming up, David Rockefeller says he's God.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.